Do you ever look around and think, who the hell am I? What do I want out of life? What do I even do for fun? Yeah, I know the feeling. Hey, I'm Megan. I'm married to my high school sweetheart and we had 3 kids before the age of 24. I was so busy trying to be what I thought everyone else wanted me to be that I never slowed down long enough to ask, is this what I want? I had no idea who I was and what was going to make me happy. And while I'm still trying to figure that out, I've come a long way, and I wanted to share that with you, because I know you want more too, and I want us to do this together. I want to be real with you. No sugar-coated bullshit here. Each week, we'll tackle different subjects ranging from career, health, relationships, parenting, and more. I'll be sharing stories from my personal life, as well as interviewing some pretty cool guests. Together, we'll unlock our ambition and reach for more. Let's go. Hey, hey, welcome back to the Unlocking Your Ambition podcast. I'm so glad you're here starting your weekend with us. This is our weekend me time series where I give you a quick tip to do something to put yourself first this weekend. This weekend's tip is a little bit on like the woo-woo side, so I don't know if you're into that type of thing, but I'm going to ask you to meditate. And don't turn this podcast off yet. Please hear me out. When I first heard of meditation, I had a girlfriend who would always mention that she meditated. She would always suggest that other people do it. And I would think to myself, like, what a crock of shit. Like, who has time to like sit around and meditate? Like, I'm not that type of person, right? And that is a story that I told myself for a really long time. Meditation, I don't know what views you have about meditation, but it's not just for, you know, super like people who are like connected to the universe and the earth and all that kind of stuff. Like, it really is for everyone. I have seen a lot of benefits from meditation. My kids have seen a lot of benefits from meditation, and I'm actually going to stop just calling it meditation. I'm going to add in breath work. So meditation and breath work. So what that means is, again, similar to last week, like slowing down, you know, taking the time to unplug from everything, you know, turning off your notifications on your phone or whatever, and just taking a minute just to like chill, reset, regroup, and then move on, right? And this can be done at any time of day. Some people like to do it first thing in the morning. Some people like to do it, you know, as like a break in the middle of their afternoon, again, to like reset before they continue on with the day. And some people like to do it really at nighttime. So find a time that makes sense for you, and please use this as a judge-free experience, a judgment-free experience. There is no wrong way to meditate. You can do this, again, like sitting, you know, in your bed or somewhere else comfortable. As long as it's like peaceful and quiet, you can do this outside. You can do this while you walk, actually, or go for a run. Meditation looks different for everyone. I really love the app Simple Habit. There's a ton of meditation and breathwork apps out there. But if you don't have one, I really love Simple Habit. It is a subscription, but they do have a free version. And it's not like a free trial where you like put your credit card in and like you have to remember to cancel it. They have certain meditations that you have access to for free forever. And if you want access to like more of them, then you can pay for it. So the reason I like this app in particular is because it breaks the meditations up into different categories. So like, are you stressed from work? Here's a meditation for you. Are you struggling with communication problems in your relationship? Here's a meditation for you. Whatever it is, if you want to like get centered and start your day, here's a meditation. And the list goes on. So that's why I really enjoy that one. My family uses it at bedtime. So they have like a bedtime stories section, and it is kind of cheesy, but I like to have like the nature sounds on, and somebody guides you through like some breathing exercises and some like muscle relaxing exercises, because during this process you start to notice like where you're holding tension. I tend to hold it like in my shoulders and in my face, all over my body. So it like guides you through like releasing that tension intentionally throughout your body on your way to sleep. Those meditations are about 30 minutes. I never make it past like the 20 minute mark. I'm always asleep by then. My kids really love the bedtime stories. They will do them sometimes. But I will take a midday break every now and then and like recenter, especially if I'm having like an especially challenging day at work. I'll disconnect for a minute, and if I can't get like a workout in, I will do this to kind of reset. And those are closer to like just like the 5 minute mark. If you are someone who like has a lot of thoughts and you're thinking about all kinds of other things instead of clearing your mind while you're meditating, that is 100% normal, like 100% normal. So don't feel like, oh, this doesn't work because I'm still thinking about my grocery list and my to-do list and this thing that bothered me earlier today. Just give it a try. I know it sounds like, again, I don't know, almost like a hippie. But try it out. It might be for you. And you know what? I'm going to ask you to try it more than once. I'm going to ask you to give this a try, let's say 3 times, at least 3 times. So figure out right now when in the next week you want to set aside, 5, 10, 15, 30 minutes if you want to. I would definitely suggest starting small. I would definitely suggest starting with like a 5 or 10 minute exercise. And write it into your calendar right now and make it like an appointment. This is an appointment with yourself. Don't let somebody else's agenda or schedule overrun this one, okay? I really want you to commit to it. I mean, we're always the first person we break a promise to, right? So that is my suggestion for you this weekend. Slow down, take some big deep breaths in through your nose, back out through your mouth, release all of that tension in your body, and have an excellent, excellent weekend. I will see you next week.
Hey, babe.
Mom.
Shit, you guys, I gotta go. If you like this, make sure you share it with a girlfriend. And also be sure to tag me on Instagram at Megan Ettinger. I'd be so appreciative. Until next time, unlock your ambition, girl.